Great Britain goes nuclear.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The UK might give a boost to the global atomic energy industry. Today, the government there is expected to publish the findings of a major review of its energy policy and give the go-ahead to build a new generation of nuclear power plants. From London, Stephen Beard has a story.
Like many countries, the UK faces an energy dilemma. It derives a fifth of its electricity from nuclear power, but that supply will dwindle over the next decade and a half as the power stations wind down. The British government has now decided to build new ones. Energy Minister Malcolm Wick says nuclear power looks more attractive now, as it does not emit much greenhouse gas and won't add to global warming. And he says nuclear power reduces Britain's dependence on foreign imports of oil and gas.
It would be an energy that we would produce here in the United Kingdom. It would be, as it were, homegrown. And I'm worried about over-relying on imports in the future.
Britain is likely to buy as many as 10 nuclear power plants. Other countries may follow suit, stimulating an industry hampered for years by environmental worries. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
China is getting a bit of a scolding on how it uses its energy. The International Energy Agency, based in Paris, says China should overhaul its huge power industry and hike prices. It believes higher prices would discourage people from wasting energy and increasing pollution. Have you scratched your head trying to figure out the logic of Wall Street? Well, it might make you feel better to know you're not alone. Sometimes what seems obvious isn't, like when a company reports high earnings, but the market reacts with a frown instead of a smile. Marketplace's Bob Moon explains why some investors may not be impressed over the next several days, even though earnings may be impressive.
When Wall Street is clueless, it's a good time to be cautious. So even though analysts are expecting another round of double-digit profit growth for companies in the S&P 500, that may not be what's important. Seaport Securities broker Ted Weisberg says, watch the guidance the companies will be offering about their future performance.
The trick is not the numbers themselves so much, but the words behind the numbers. Stocks, after all, do trade on looking forward, not necessarily looking back.
Weisberg says investors should brace themselves in the days ahead. Wall Street will be watching each report for even the slightest sign of trouble, given lingering confusion over interest rates and how they might slow down economic growth.
The message is not quite so clear, and so it makes reading the tea leaves that much more difficult. And so therefore, there's maybe a little more volatility, and it's really kind of hard to figure out what the market direction will be.
Most analysts still expect earnings to climb strongly, at least for the rest of the year, but investors will be watching to see if the guidance backs that up. In New York, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Well, the market was mixed at the close on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 12 points at 11,103. The NASDAQ fell 13 points to 2116. The S&P 500 was flat, up only a point at 1267. In Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei fell 140 points or 0.9%. Also, the price of oil fell for the fourth day in a row. Light crude is at $73.41. This is Marketplace. Are you confused about Medicare prescription coverage for yourself or a family member? With more than 1,400 drug plans across the country, it can be confusing. Marketplace's Hillary Riquet tells you who not to look to for answers.
A new U.S. Government Accountability Office report suggests you might not want to call the insurance companies for answers about the Medicare Drug Benefit Program. Investigators made nearly 900 calls to 10 of the largest insurance companies sponsoring drug plans. Callers only got accurate information one-third of the time. The GAO's Leslie Aronovitz wrote the report.
And we're quite convinced that the questions we asked were absolutely ones that the plans themselves should be able to answer. We're only asking questions about the plans that they're offering.
The federal agency that oversees Medicare and a trade group representing the insurance companies both dispute the findings. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
You're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, announcing the Triumphant Souls Award and the Global Heroes Program, Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon programs for runners with chronic disease. More at MedtronicTwinCitiesMarathon.org. And by Microsoft Dynamics, business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Could Silicon Valley take the place of Detroit when it comes to the auto industry? Right now, three companies are building electric cars or components. Rachel Dornhelm says the idea is to harness the Bay Area's talent for engineering and innovation.
Forget fast microchips. Some Silicon Valley engineers have moved on to designing fast cars, electric ones at that. Now, one of the companies, with financing from Google and PayPal founders, is ready to unveil its first model. Auto analyst James Rubenstein says even though cars like this are financially out of reach for most, this could still mark a turning point in a stagnant industry.
The challenge now is, will the new technologies come from inside the auto industry as they have for the last century, or whether we're at a moment in time when outsiders are going to step up and do it?
Rubenstein says most experts believe fuel cells are the future of clean cars, but new developments in electric vehicles may help that technology along. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
There's been a lot of talk about speeding up the check-in process at the nation's airports. The idea is you exchange certain personal information for being able to move through the usual procedures faster. Up until now, that's all it's been, talk. But our savvy traveler, Rudy Maxa, says one airport in Florida has gotten the ball rolling.
The incredible fact is, only Orlando's airport has any kind of extra speedy security check for frequent flyers. It's a program named CLEAR, and it's operated by a private company. You pay an annual fee of $79.95, provide your fingerprints, a scan of your iris, and other personal information. Then you receive a pass allowing you to walk through a specially marked line manned by that company's employees. CLEAR customers can make it through Orlando's security in between 4 seconds and 3 minutes. I flew out of Orlando Airport just 2 weeks ago and waited 12 minutes to go through the regular security line, though waits there can reach up to half an hour. 2 years ago, the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, set up 5 pilot programs in airports around the country to try to devise something similar. Those pilots ended last fall. Then the TSA promised that by June 20th, more airports would be permitted to offer registered traveler programs. That deadline passed without a public peep. So what's taking so long? I mean, airports can't wait to make money. They stand to share in the revenue when companies like CLEAR open in places like San Jose, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis, CLEAR's next target markets. We'll be paying $80 per person per year for the privilege of bypassing long lines. Well, both a CLEAR spokeswoman and a TSA spokeswoman told me yesterday that a consortium of government and private industry groups are working hard to reach standards from both a technical as well as a security point of view that will allow for a smoothly operating registered travelers program. But technology can't always instantly match business desires. Setting uniform standards, such as getting competing systems to recognize you wherever you fly out of, is taking longer than expected. A TSA spokeswoman predicted new airports would be up and running, quote, in the second half of this year, unquote. My guess? Summer flowers will be long gone by that happy day.
Rudy Maxa is Marketplace's travel expert in residence. He'll be back in 2 weeks with more travel tips. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Critics call it bribery. Others.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.